country musician Leroy Parnell was born in Abilene, Texas, on this date in 1956. The singer grew up on his parents' ranch. His father had toured with a teenage Bob Wills in traveling medicine shows, and Parnell's first public performance came on Wills' radio show at the age of six. As a teenager, he played drums in a local band and soon picked up guitar, eventually concentrating on slide playing. He moved to Austin in 1974 and spent more than a decade playing clubs in Austin, Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, and New York, while honing his style and songwriting. Parnell moved to Nashville in 1987 and quickly landed a publishing contract in a regular spot at the famed Bluebird Cafe. He signed to Arista's Nashville division in 1989, and the next year released his self-titled debut album, which was a collection of horn-driven country soul. It received good reviews, but didn't break him commercially. That would happen with 1992's Love Without Mercy, which mostly dispensed with the horns and emphasized Parnell's slide guitar. What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am and Tender Moment both went to number two on the country charts, and the title track also made the top ten. 1993's On the Road produced two more top tens. 1995's We All Get Lucky Sometimes found Parnell tailoring his sound to country radio a bit more and featured duets with Trisha Yearwood, Mary Chavin Carpenter, and Tex-Mex accordionist Flaco Jimenez. It also spawned two top five hits in A Little Bit of You and Heart's Desire. Following his deal at Arista, Parnell next wound up on the Vanguard label, debuting for them with 2001's Tell the Truth. He returned to the studio in 2006 with Back to the Well. Also that year, Parnell made the segue into the music publishing world by co-partnering in a company, Dean Parnell Music. On this date in 1902, William Bunch, known as Petey Wheatstraw, was born in Ripley, Tennessee, although some accounts list Bunch's birthplace as Arkansas. Bunch was raised in Cotton Plant, Arkansas, and became one of the most popular and widely imitated bluesmen of the 1930s and 1940s. He was an incredibly successful pianist, recording more than 160 songs between 1930 and 1941. The first crossword puzzle was published in the New York World on this date in 1913. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.